Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hello there. Thanks for listening again to Live Questions. Now, John Bunyan lived a long, long time ago. It was in the 1600s, and he was born in 1628. He was 59 when he died. He died in 1688. His father was a tinker. That means a metal worker who mends pots and pans. And he was born in near Bedford, and he died in London. And he became a very famous writer. In fact, in the history of English literature, John Bunyan stacks up really, really highly. Is very, very highly in the record of his writing. In fact, I think Pilgrim's Progress, if I remember rightly, is the most translated book in the world apart from the Bible. Now, the book is a story about a man who's trying to lead a good life as a Christian. It's an allegory. The characters in the story represent good things or bad things. Now, it was written during the 12 years of his imprisonment, though it was not published until 1678, 6 years after his release. And that made his name as an author an immediate famous name. He became an immediate success. And it remains the book for which Bunyan is best remembered. The book was instantly popular with every social class. His first editor, Charles Doe, noted that 100,000 copies were already in print by 1692. Now, that was an incredible number of copies. Samuel Taylor Coleridge called it the best Summa Theologica Evangelica ever produced by a writer not miraculously inspired. In other words, it's a theological book about evangelism, and it's a summary of all of that. You know, it's not the same as the Bible, but it's an incredible book. Every English household that owned a Bible also owned the famous allegory. It became the best-selling book in the world apart from the Bible in publishing history. He also wrote a book called Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. That was his autobiography. That was about his life. The start of Pilgrim Progress is like this. I saw a man clothed with rags, a book in his hand and a great burden upon his back. That's how the allegorical tale that describes Bunyan's own conversion process. Pilgrim, like Bunyan, is a tinker. He wanders from the city of destruction to the celestial city, a pilgrimage made difficult by the burden of sin, which was actually an anvil on his back in the story. He goes through the Slough of Despond, Vanity Fair, and other such allegorical stations on his way. But his description is an apt description of the unsaved person seeking God. Rags. With a book in his hand and a great burden on his back. You know, we really, in one sense, if we strip it all down, we're morally in rags. We may have the book of God in our hands if we're seeking after God, but we have a burden on our back and we have a journey to make. The city of destruction is where Pilgrim lives. The city stands as a symbol of the entire world as it is, with all its sins, its corruptions, its sorrows. No one living there can have any hope of salvation. Convinced that the city is about to be blasted by the wrath of God, Christian flees, Christian Pilgrim is his full name, and sets out alone on a pilgrimage which he hopes will lead him to Mount Zion, to the celestial city, where he can enjoy eternal life in the happy company of God and the heavenly host. You know, the Bible backs this up. Bunyan's story is so based on the Bible. The sin of man, the destruction that awaits man, the burden on the back of men and women. But he arrives at a place called Wicket Gate. Arriving almost out of breath, Christian reads the sign on the gate, "Knock and it shall be opened unto you." He knocks a number of times before arousing the gatekeeper, a grave person named Goodwill, who comes out to ask what Christian wants. After the latter has explained his mission, he is let through the gate, which opens on the holy way, a straight and narrow path leading towards Celestial City. Christian asks if he now can be relieved of his heavy burden, a sack filled with sins and woes. Goodwill replies he cannot help him, but if all goes well, Christian will be relieved of his burden in due course. You see, to become a Christian, you have to knock. You have to come to God asking. You have to seek the Lord while he may be found. The Lord Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." But Pilgrim has to come to the cross. So it says in the story, beyond Interpreter's House, Christian comes to the cross, which stands on higher ground beside the holy way. Below it, at the foot of the gentle slope, is an open sepulchre. That's a grave. When Christian stops by the cross, the burden on his back suddenly slips from his shoulders, rolls down the slope and falls into the open sepulchre to be seen no more. As Christian stands weeping with joy, three shining ones who are angels, appear. They tell him all his sins are now forgiven. They give him bright new raiment to replace his old ragged clothes and hand him a parchment, a roll with a seal upon it for edification and instruction. You see, this is a vivid picture of how a person becomes a Christian. They seek the Lord when they come to the cross. And they realise the one who died on the cross bore the judgment. And as they cry out in appreciation for the fact he bore the judgment of God and admit their guilt and their need, the burden falls away into the empty grave, for Christ is risen from the dead and the person is saved. Pilgrim writes so vividly about the cross. The Bible says, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Ephesians 2 says that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. 1 Corinthians 1 says the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. But when his burden falls away, he receives forgiveness. Acts 13 says, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. Acts 26 says, he came to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive the forgiveness of sin. May you today, like thousands of others and like John Bunyan, come to know the Lord Jesus at the cross as your Lord.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.